Welcome, everybody, to today's live call-in hour. Well, we are in some pretty crazy times, to say the least. Looks like we got more people coming on right now. That's fantastic. It's good to see you. Just going to spend a few minutes covering some things, and then we'll open up the lines. The things I want to cover today, first of all, our goal for you is to come out the other side of this stronger than ever. And there's things that you can do right now, strategies, things you can put in place right now that are going to help with that. And we're going to go into a lot of detail today throughout the coaching day during this call and also in the webinar. I want to take just a couple of minutes and talk about your mindset and why that's so important. As you're going through this, this can be a scary time. This can be, there's a lot of uncertainty. We're in uncharted territory with this. This is very, very different than anything we've faced before. Now, looking at the situation, the underlying fundamental market fundamentals are wrong. Okay, this isn't like the market collapse of 2008. This is very different than that. And I think when this comes back, when we get a handle on this thing, I think we're going to come back pretty quickly. If it lasts a long time, where everybody's on lockdown for a long time, it's kind of hard to predict. But the underlying market fundamentals are strong. Supply lines within the U.S. are intact. Also, I had a long conversation with Ken Ryan. He's the senior editor at Floor Covering News. And we were talking about the supply lines from China, and they are coming back online. They're not, of course, not at 100% yet, but it's starting to come back. And that's good news because, 3 weeks ago we were all concerned about, being able to get product. Now it's the whole country's on lockdown and nobody's coming into flooring stores or restaurants or anything else and patronizing the businesses. But knowing that those supply lines are coming back online, it's not a total lockdown over there now in terms of being able to get product. That's going to help, okay? And the analogy that I use to kind of describe this, it's kind of like a really severe winter storm. Everyone's hunkered down in their homes waiting for it to pass. We're not sure how long it's going to last. Hopefully it'll be short. But one thing is certain is that it will not last. Okay, this isn't going to go on forever. Things are going to begin to ease up at some point, and we're going to recover from this. Now, during this time, we're going to be offering some additional support services for our Flooring Success Systems members, because our goal for you is to help you make sure that you're coming out the other side of this stronger than ever. And so we're going to be doing a few things during these challenging times to help you with that. The first thing is we're going to do weekly 30-minute check-in calls. We're going to be doing those looks like every Thursday, where you can just call in and it'll be like coaching, mastermind, just a check-in if you're needing help with something, if you're wanting to strategize on anything in terms of marketing or putting business systems in place or you just want to get some feedback and hear from me and other dealers. We're going to be doing that every week. We're also going to have a free private coaching day coming up in the next 1 to 2 weeks where we'll do one-on-one coaching with you for those that need it. We're also, the third thing we're doing is we're creating additional client messages. So we just sent out early this week email messages for you to update your clients on what's happening with the coronavirus, you know, what your policies are there in the store, what you're doing to, you know, people safe when they come in. Keeping abreast of the situation. And as the situation regarding the coronavirus changes and we need updates, we're going to create those for you, and we'll help you get those out to your clients. So it's going to include, we've started with emails, but it's also going to include Facebook posts. If you're in, and we're making those available to everybody in the club, regardless of what program you're in. If you're in Core 3, you know, we're already doing your emails for you. And so we'll send out the messages for you, okay? Also, the Facebook posts. Now, we're going to, as far as Facebook posts, we're creating those and making them available to everybody in the club. If you're in Digital Floor Dealer, you know, we're already working in your Facebook account, and we'll send that up for you as well. In the webinar, we're going to talk about specific messaging that we're going to be using going forward during the coronavirus challenge. So we'll make those. I'm going to go into more detail on those during the webinar because I want you guys to be able to see the PowerPoint and what we're doing there. We're also going to make the joint ventures program available to all of our members, and we're going to be giving free access to that and live training. So one of the things that's going to happen is as this tapers off, you want to put strategies in place that help recession-proof your business and help you come back more quickly if we do have a longer market downturn. I mean, we're all hoping that as the effects of the virus, you know, become less as the lockdowns and all of that begins to ease as we get this thing figured out, we're all hoping that the market's just going to come roaring back and there's going to be pent-up demand for flooring and, you know, it'll be back to business as usual. But best and plan for the worst. And so if it takes longer to come back, if they're, you know, we just don't know at this point. Again, it's uncharted waters. So, again, hope for the best, plan for the worst. The joint venture strategies, when the pie has shrunk, when the number of people who are purchasing flooring shrinks because of a market retraction of any kind, then you want a bigger slice of that available pie, okay? And to get that bigger slice, doing it via advertising in a shrinking market is very, very, very expensive. And it doesn't work that well. One of the first things that stops working when you get a big market retraction is cold advertising, when you're just going out into the market and, you know, putting out radio ads, television, purchasing leads online, spending a lot of money on Google advertising, and on and on. Those kinds of things lose a lot of their effectiveness in a market retraction. What allows you to continue to grow and weather a downturn are your tier one strategies. That's your marketing to your past clients, referral programs in place, having strong selling system in place, the design audit, and developing relationships with other businesses, okay? Because if, again, if the pie is shrinking, if it's shrunk because of a market contraction, you want a bigger slice of that pie. One of the quickest is to partner with other businesses who have the same clients that you have, okay? They've already got those relationships developed. And we're going to go into a lot more detail on this during the webinar, how joint ventures works. If you haven't done it, how it's going to help your business, and we're going to put some numbers out there and show you how you can add six and even seven figures in revenue by doing this strategy. And we've had members do it, and it's the results are pretty amazing. So to recap, the additional services we're going to be providing for all of you is our weekly 30-minute check-in calls. We're going to have a free, and these are going to be group calls. So you call in just like this, teleconference, and we'll, you know, I'll answer questions, we'll brainstorm, we'll just whatever you need, okay? Second thing is we're scheduling a private coaching day, so one-on-one coaching calls for whoever needs it, whoever would like help with that. Third thing is the additional client messages. And the fourth thing is as this tapers off, as, you know, the lockdown eases and people begin to patronize businesses again, we're going to make the joint ventures available, and I'm going to be doing live training on that. We're really going to emphasize that because not only is it going to help your comeback be quicker, it's going to immunize you against future market downturns. One of the most powerful things you can do, exact date for that yet, because we don't know when things are going to start to, you know, get more or less back to normal. But as they do, we're keeping that program available along with the training. All right, so what I want to do now is I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. One moment here. All right, so let's just do a quick go around the table and see who we've got here. Medicine Hat, who have we got from Medicine Hat?
Ken.
Ken, how are you?
Good, thanks.
And then we've got Norberto. How are you, Norberto?
Yeah, doing all right, guys. How are you?
Good. And then number ending in 8123. Who's that?
Jerome.
All right.
Hey, Jerome.
Howdy, howdy.
And a number ending in 6738.
Hey, Jim. It's Paul from Superior Floors.
Hey, Paul. How are you, buddy?
Very good.
And is there anyone else I missed? I think I got everybody. Is there any? Give a shout out if I missed you. Okay, looks like that's it. Well, great. What I want to do first is just kind of go around the room and have you guys tell us what's happening in your market right now and kind of what's going on in terms of your local government. Is it a total shutdown? Is it more business as usual? When I was talking with Ken Ryan, you know, at Floor Covering News, you know, we hear from dealers all over the country. And some, it's like business as usual. Others, complete lockdown, absolutely no business whatsoever. And so I'd like to hear where you're at. Jerome, let's start with you. What's happening in your area?
It's not a complete shutdown, but we have, as far as business, we have really come to a grinding halt. I would say that we had our first case of the coronavirus here, and we were a small town, so I assumed that it would take a long time before it got here. But it has caused a pretty good panic.
Which has your local government done anything as far as shutting down restaurants or other things like that?
Everything is shutting down at a certain time now. It's earlier. And they've already passed essentially big gatherings, for instance, church. They are not able to be anything more than 10 people. I guess we're following the CDC guidelines right now.
Okay. All right. So, are you guys doing any work right now, or has that all been stopped?
Well, no, we got about 2 weeks out, but in the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks, I have had maybe two people come in the office. And as far as me going out, I've spent a lot of time just canvassing the town and talking to people. And really,
oh, really?
The joint venture people, and that's been the most hurting because usually everything we get is joint venture and referrals.
Yeah.
And it's been slow.
So in the last few weeks, you've had two people come in the store?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And so these 2 weeks, these are just back. These are jobs you're just wrapping up then?
Yes.
From before. Okay. Okay. I'm going to circle back to you, Jerome. I want you to talk about how joint ventures has helped your business.
Certainly.
We'll cover the strategies in depth in the webinar. But guys, Jerome's business, it's pretty amazing what he's done with the well, it's actually not amazing. It's just it's what's possible if you do it. So we'll circle back. Norberto, tell us what's happening up north.
I mean, we've got a few cases of coronavirus, but it's not in our town. Mostly, I mean, people are panicking over, you know, the economic consequences. So we've had a couple cancellations, and more so than that, it's the slump in farm products, the prices for farm products, as well as the crash in oil prices, which kind of feeds half the state budget. So, we're trying to expand our service area and be a little bit more mobile, more flexible. So,
why don't you tell everyone the name of your business and where you're located?
Oh, our company name is Laval Flooring, and it's Valley City, North Dakota.
Okay. And Jerome is down in, I forgot to mention this, Jerome's in Brownwood, Texas, has Brownwood Decorating. So we're at opposite borders. What's your local government doing, Norberto?
They're closing down a lot of the public institutions, like the big gym in town is run by the local government, so they're shutting that one down. They're recommending people follow CDC guidelines. I mean, we're still installing. We've still got, maybe a month, 2 months worth of work. But people are starting to freak out. I think yesterday they actually came, people were coming in and saying they felt embarrassed, but they just weren't sure if they're where they would be financially, a couple weeks from now.
Have you had a lot of cancellations?
Mostly for estimates, not so much on the side of, people who were about to pull the trigger. There's only been like two people who might have delayed their projects. Everybody else, they're being kind of not carefree, but they're just like, hey, you're not sick, I'm not sick. Let's just, I'm not old, so let's just get this finished up.
Great. That's fantastic. Are you getting people coming in? Are you getting new business coming in?
No, not. I mean, you know what? I haven't dealt with them. I've been in the field training guys, but they're worried. That's what I see right now. I deal with a lot. I think we've got 5 employees, and they're all worried they're going to get laid off. So that's what I've been dealing with. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you, Norberto.
Yep.
Ken, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Well,
First, tell us the name of your store and where you're located.
We're Main Floor Carpets. We're located Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. Pretty much the same as everybody else, slowing down, still doing some work, booked for a couple of weeks out, that kind of thing. But same thing, schools, restaurants, large gatherings, all that kind of stuff.
Are you getting any walk-in traffic at this point?
Definitely walk-in traffic is slowing down, no question.
It's slowed down, but it hasn't stopped yet.
Not 100%, but not very many, you know,
okay.
That's for sure.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Okay. Paul, how about you? How are things in Littletown?
Hey, guys. This is Paul from Superior Floors in New York. So we're pretty much at ground zero. We're like 60 miles north of the city. And, you know, things have really kind of come to a grinding halt for us, too, like Jerome. We have stuff that we're still working on. People are committed to, you know, like the next couple of weeks. But as far as traffic and phone calls and all that, it's kind of come to a screeching halt. We've had a couple of people, in fact, call this morning and say they don't want us coming out. One person said their family, one of their family members is sick. So, you know, everybody's obviously, you know, on high alert for that. But so that's pretty much where we are. I mean, our joint ventures, you know, we have a couple of things in the pipeline still, you know, with remodeling and some new homes with people we've been doing business with for a long time. But as far as, like, new customers, let's see, I've been out probably the last week or two as this thing is ramped up and doing estimates and everything, and then people are calling and just saying they're going to hold off, you know. And fortunately, their 401Ks or, like, a 101K now, they're all concerned, you know, obviously with what's going on with the market. So, you know, that's where we are. Last week, we were actually supposed to do a home show at one of the local colleges. And we paid like $1,400 to be there. And the day before they called and, you know, canceled the whole thing on everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's a little crazy over here, you know, but, you know, we're trying to do the best we can. And, you know, we're going to finish everything up that, you know, we have. And just that's why I'm on the call.
Yeah. So what's the local government doing in your area?
Same thing as everybody else, pretty much, limiting, you know, exposure to 10 people. All the gyms, restaurants are only doing, you know, takeout, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I have guys working out in the field. You know, I just wanted to thank you for the email about the coronavirus update. I sent that all out to my customers. So, you know, we're doing exactly what is on there, pretty much. You know, we have our masks we have, and then, you know, all our guys have sanitizer and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're obviously making sure that none of our guys are sick that are going into, you know, their homes, and then obviously the customers making sure they're not sick to protect all of us. So that's where we are.
Let's see here. Jerome, let's talk about...
Yes, sir.
Network. How long ago did you start... You did a big push for joint ventures, like, what, about 3 or 4 years ago?
You have to remind me when I first met you, because that was... I want to say that it was probably about 2 years to 3 years after... It was pretty close to the time that I joined up with you, because that was one of the things that I felt was a valuable asset.
Okay, so Jerome, you've been with me so damn long, I can't remember when you started. It feels like forever.
I know.
But, okay, so let's call it, it's been at least 4 years since you did that, where you really hit the joint ventures hard. So tell everyone, you know, what you did, and, you know, in terms of meeting other businesses. And
okay, so I guess I would say that essentially I was doing an informal version of this, not really, you know, aggressive or anything, but once I got into the program and I started reading what you had, we had the dollar bill, essentially just started talking to people who I already knew and giving it to them, and then finding out who their friends, their associates were, who they worked with, and started talking to those people also, giving them the dollar bill letter, setting up appointments to meet with them, coming by, bringing gift cards for lunch, and just doing my best to chat with them and find out how we could work together. So, for instance, one of my biggest assets is working with a carpet cleaning business and doing something where if they clean it and it's not up to the customer's specs, that they have a 10% off coupon that they give them, and we can come out there and do the flooring. Just a real quick sale, typically all the time.
That's fantastic. If you're not familiar, I'm not going to go into the full training on it right now, but I'll describe it in a little more depth in the webinar so I can show you examples. But essentially, the joint venture is a three-step strategy. You create a list of the businesses you're going to target, realtors, designers, carpet cleaners, house cleaning companies, and then you begin to target them anywhere from 2 to 5 businesses a month. You could even go as high as 10 if you've got the time to do it. And then that's step one, dollar bill letter. Step two, follow-up call. Step three is you meet with them to create the working relationship. And then what Jerome, what kind of things do you – now, after Jerome had set up the relationship, we also train on things to do to really – kind of be a hero in their eyes. And so what are some of the things you've done, Jerome, to really build that relationship?
The easiest thing is just either throwing a party, burgers, something simple, and also bringing by gift certificates to them, thank you letters to them. A lot of times, not a lot of times, but typically if every 10 jobs, I'll bring the owner a gift certificate for one of the restaurants in here, and $40, because it's enough for two people plus the drinks, and that way I'm always on their minds. And that sounds kind of weird, but if they're thinking about you, they're going to be talking about you to other people.
And go ahead, keep going.
I said we've also done movie theater passes with gift cards for the food as well. One of my joint business partners has kids about the same age as us, so I've gotten them passes to the Extreme Bounce House in this area.
Oh, okay. Extreme Bounce House. What is that?
It's like a trampoline park where the kids get to just go crazy for however many hours you get.
Oh, that is great. That is great. So right now, when we talked last summer about this, you were doing somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000 a year from your joint venture partners?
Yes.
And so here's the thing. Jerome established these relationships at least 4 years ago, okay? And they continue to produce. He did the work once and continues to reap the benefits. And it's the difference between chasing oil cans and digging oil wells. It's very easy to be transaction-oriented. And, okay, I got an oil can. Oh, there's another oil can. What Jerome did is he continue to produce year after year after year. All Jerome has to do is maintain the well. And Jerome, you do that, you go by, you stop by their offices every now and then. You use what I call ethical bribery. You send them out to dinner. You treat them well. So that is one of the major strategies that's going to help you guys. That kind of business coming in, you can't buy by paying for advertising. Everybody knows that when a referral comes in, Jerome, when you get a referral from your carpet cleaner and the people come in, they're less inclined to dicker on price. et cetera, et cetera. Have you found that?
Yeah. For the most part, everybody is, they're like, oh, well, if so-and-so told you, I've used him before, and he tells me to use you. I mean, word of mouth is probably the best form of advertising you could possibly get.
The least expensive, too.
The least expensive, too. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to get $500,000 to $700,000 a year in business, I don't even know what you'd have to spend in Google ads and radio and television and print ads and all of that to generate $500,000 in revenue, especially in a smaller town where Jerome is. I mean, and the kind of traffic you're going to drive is going to be tend to be people who are price shoppers. You know, they're going to want to visit four different stores before they finally make a decision and all of that. So not only are you driving an inexpensive kind of traffic, it's a higher quality traffic in general. Paul, you guys have some relationships with some other businesses like realtors or designers. I think I remember you telling me that. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Jim. We have a bunch of remodelers. We do have a real estate agent or two. We definitely have a carpet cleaner guy that I've been referring back and forth probably for 20 years. So that's basically, you know, what we concentrate on. We try to try to network and joint venture with painters too, because they are usually in the home before we are. And, you know, I have one or two of those guys too.
What percentage of your, or let me say it this way, about if you took all of your joint venture partners, how many of them do you have approximately?
I would say, let's say probably 6 to 8.
Okay.
That's been us, you know, continual thing. Yeah.
Okay. And that 6 to 8, about how much revenue do they generate annually? I know you don't have the exact number, but give us kind of a ballpark idea.
I'll tell you. Some of the remodeling ones that we do, I mean, we have some jobs that are coming up now. I would say the average ticket price is between, or the average sale is between $6,000 and $12,000.
Excellent. And
so, yeah.
So if between $6,000 and $12,000, what's your average ticket size for a non-referred job? Somebody just walks in or calls you. What would you say is the average ticket size for a non-referred job?
I would say probably between $3,000 and $5,000.
Okay. Now that's a number, $3,000 to $5,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a lot of dealers whose average is, you know, $1,200. However,
yep,
it is dwarfed by the referral jobs.
Yep.
The referral jobs are 2 to 4 times larger on average than your cold walk-ins.
Correct.
So overall, how much revenue total per year would you say comes off your referral relationships? Just ballpark.
I would say, I mean, last year we did about $750,000, which were up about 30% from the year before.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I would say at least $150,000.
Okay. $150,000, zero spent on marketing to get that. I mean, even if you
mm-hmm.
do a referral reward, you know, you send somebody out to dinner, that's not advertising you're paying up front and hoping to get, you know, a job.
Correct.
You got the job, and then you're just, you know, giving a thank you gift. So that really there's no marketing costs, and it's a quarter of your revenue from six
mm-hmm.
referral partners. Six.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome, I want back to you. about how many referral partners do you have?
If you count each real estate agent, probably close to 20.
Okay. So 20, and that's generating between 500 and 700,000. I mean, it's half your, it's, well, you're at about 1.7 where you were last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, the last time I talked to you, whenever I asked Jerome what his revenue was, he goes, I don't know, what did I tell you last time? We should have your bookkeeper on these calls, Jerome.
There you go. That would be much easier.
Oh, that's funny. But, okay, so 20 referral partners, sending him half to three-quarters of $1 million. And the numbers are kind of holding true even with you, Paul. You've gotten six referrals. I mean, if you tripled that, you'd be up at, you know, 550,000, you know, the number. So you can see how valuable each one of these partners are. Ken, do you have any referral partners that you work with? Is there anybody, even just informally, that people just tend to send you referrals?
Yeah, we have them informally. We probably have about a half a dozen.
Okay. And who are they? What kind of businesses?
Some are interior decorators. Some are contractors, home renovators, those kinds of things.
Okay. How much, and I know I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot a little bit here, but just ballpark, how much revenue would you say that those guys represent for you, Ken?
God, I've never looked at it that way, so I honestly don't know.
Okay, no problem. If you don't know, it's not a big. I don't know. I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot a little bit, but do you get fairly regular referrals from these people? Is it sparse? Does it tend to come in pretty regularly?
No, it comes in regularly. Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Norberto? I know you had. You've reached out to a number of businesses in your area. Do you have any referral partners right now that are actively referring you? Oh, did we lose Norberto? We might have lost Norberto. Okay, no problem. Norberto, if you can hear me, come on back when you can. You might just have us on mute. Okay, but hopefully you guys are seeing my point here. This is basically free money. The oil is out there. You just got to dig the well. And it's going to be a key for you if there is a longer market downturn. These kind of relationships, I'm telling you, you know, when there's a market downturn, if your business slows down for a while, you know, you're watching your cash, and you're wanting to be very careful where you invest that money. You know, you got your overhead, your payroll to make, all these things, and you're being careful. The last thing you want to do is put thousands and thousands of dollars out there on advertising that brings at best mediocre results or tends to drive price shoppers. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do tier two and tier three marketing, but it's just tougher during a market downturn. And we're going to be emphasizing this a lot over the coming months, is developing these relationships, because all of you guys are doing you've got the core three. You're marketing to your past customers, the neighborhood advisor, the e-neighborhood advisor. Some of you are doing the digital floor dealer, so you're putting out the Facebook marketing and getting those reviews. Those are the kinds of things that are going to help you. Whether the market, I mean, if it comes roaring back and there's hardly any, you know, with the lockdown ends, maybe it comes roaring back really fast and we're back to business as usual. Great. But hope for the best, plan for the worst. We started Flooring Success Systems. I launched it in the fall of 2007. 12 months later, we had the market collapsed, and we went into the worst economy since the Great Depression. And we had so many of our members not only weather the recession through it, we had members growing. Okay. Now, if you were in business before the recession and you came through it, and you were just still in business, you just survived it, that's pretty damned amazing. There was a massive bloodletting during the recession, guys. We lost at least, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but I'm saying in the neighborhood of 20 to 30% of flooring retailers, the independents. It was a lot of dealers that closed their doors. And our members, by marketing to their, because we were teaching this in 2007, and we're still teaching it now because it still works, is the way they came through that, marketing to their past clients, having referral systems in place, you know, doing things to create differentiation, like, you know, the showroom strategies, you know, using the beverage menu, having the testimonial brag wall, all those things that we teach, our dealers not only survived, some of them actually grew during the recession. And so I just really want to encourage you guys, you know, right now, spend a few minutes talking about, you know, things you can do right this minute, but putting these referral relationships in place along with the core three and the digital floor dealer strategies that you're doing are really going to be key for you guys weathering whatever happens. Okay, one of
them
in the webinar after the call here is the type of messaging that we're going to use during this time. We don't want to be tone deaf. You know, we don't want to be sending out advertisements. I was watching a car advertisement on TV yesterday, and it, you know, it's come on down to Roseville, you know, Ford Nissan, and get, you know, 2,000 cash back and 0% financing. And I'm thinking, okay, the whole city's locked down. That's not the message you want to be putting out there right then. So we won't do it here, but in the Make More Work Less webinar, we're going to show you the types of messaging that's going to be appropriate during this time for your past clients, but still allows you to stay in touch with them, stay in front of them, and nurture that relationship. I think somebody tried to say something.
I did.
Did somebody?
Jim?
Who's this?
This is Dan at Flooring America in Great Falls, Montana.
Buddy. How are you?
Great. I was in the dentist chair when the deal started, but I got here as quick as I could.
You're able to talk and you're coherent, so apparently it went well.
Yeah, it was better than I thought. The one thing I wanted to mention to everyone, and we did sit down with all our staff, I think it's tremendously important that one of the biggest assets we have is the people who work with and for us. And I think it's really important that we sit down and be very open about what our intentions are as a company. And because this will pass. And if we lose staff, it's very hard to replace those people rapidly. And, you know, I think we need to make sure our people are where we sit with them. And
Dan, real quick, tell everybody, I think most everybody knows you, but tell everyone your where you're from and the name of your
store. Sure. Well, our company is GT Flooring. We do business as Flooring America in Great Falls, Montana. And
let me ask you, that we started the call off while you were getting your dental work done. kind of asking everyone what's been happening with the store traffic and what's been going on with the local government in terms of local businesses shutting down. So if you take a quick minute and tell us this, Dan, to kind of give us a context for what's happening in your region.
It mirrors most what everyone else is doing. The schools are closed. The restaurants have gone to takeout only, limiting that type of thing. My dentist said that they were only taking emergency patients, things like that. And thank God it didn't turn out to be an emergency. But the phone has diminished. The foot traffic has diminished. Currently, we're committed to staying open, but we'll monitor that on a daily, weekly basis kind of thing. And currently we have some projects that we're working on that we're going to continue to work on. And the other thing too is, even if the city or the state doesn't tell us to go home, some of the stores are reducing hours, but I'm looking at it as an opportunity for things that have maybe fallen through the cracks over the last 6-12 months to work on those projects and so hopefully have some positive come out of the negative and take it from that aspect.
I like that. And in fact, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about in the webinar. We'll spend a few minutes talking about that today too, is what to do with this downtime. And there are really important things that you can get done while things are slower. But I want to circle back to what you said about your employees. Have you had a sit down with them and
yes, Monday morning. It wasn't mandatory, but everyone was there except our bookkeeper and even the lady who is a tenant in our store. We invited her because it involves all of us, and I think it adds some comfort in times of crisis to know where you stand. And actually I've got one of our staff members, Kelsey, listening in here with me right now. And
hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
And it's truly very, very important that our people know that they're key in our success, but we're, it's mutually beneficial. And so good staff is hard to come by. And I think we need to make sure we do everything to retain people that we really, truly care about.
If you're not comfortable doing it, it's okay. But if you are, could you fill us in a little bit on the kind of things that you told your staff?
Sure. One, I think that very clearly, I wanted to make sure that one, they know that they and their family are important to us. That's very important beyond whatever happens. We spend more time with each other than we do our families most of the time. And so one, that's important. Two, that, we're committed to keeping them fully employed if at all possible. And that we're going to look at all avenues of our business, and if we have to make adjustments, they will be part of the discussion, that it's just not going to be knee-jerk, and we're going to have to really do some thorough, thought-out processes. Just the basic, the hygiene stuff, the wash your hands, that kind of thing. I think everyone's heard it 10,000 times, but we reiterated that. And it's just mainly, it was our commitment to our people, and that we're looking that, this is a tough time, but as you alluded here just earlier, just like in the recessionary period, we did come out the back end. From everything I hear and what I see occurring in China, I don't believe the window will be quite as long. There will be long-term repercussions, but I think that if we get through the next 60 days, the worst will be behind us.
Sure. One of the things, and I appreciate you sharing that, Dan, because as much as uncertainty it is for us as business owners, our staff equally or more so, because, you know, they're not the ones in charge, and they need and deserve some reassurance. Has anybody else had a sit down? Ken, Norberto, Jerome, Paul, any of you guys had a sit down with your staff? And if so, would you like to share kind of what you talked about? Okay, guys, you need to have a sit down with your staff and do some reassuring. I think what Dan said is excellent, excellent. You know, it's a time for you to be, you know, have some leadership. You're the leader of your company, guys, your employees, whether they say it or not, they are looking to you for leadership. So I would also add to what Dan said is be positive. Even if you don't feel positive, that negative mindset, that kind of catastrophizing, it's contagious. So be upbeat. We are good, and not just, this isn't just, you know, blowing smoke. We are going to come out the other side of this, guys. We're going to come out. It's going to be okay. But in the meantime, act like it. You know, that's message that your staff needs to hear. Okay, so they are looking to you, even if you've never thought of it that way before, even if they're not saying anything, they're looking to you for a cue is, okay, what's going to happen here? So some reassurance is really, really important right now. I would do a sit down this week, if at all possible, if not early next week. Dan, I want to circle back to what you started to say earlier, and that is getting things done that perhaps have been put on the back burner. So what kind of things are you looking at putting in place? What are you going to tackle?
Well, one is my desk. But, you know, the other thing that, you know, we just have maintenance items around the building, you know, things like that, that, you know, polish, wash, freshen up, you know, just an expectation that, you know, things are coming back around. The, you know, work in the warehouse, got some lighting projects we want to get done, some upgrades, and just things like that. That the other thing that I would suggest is it's a, I believe, a perfect time if you've got sales staff that isn't busy to circle back around to their estimates that aren't sold and say, you know, the chances of contacting people are probably greatly improved, especially if they've been quarantined or not quarantined, but, you know, they're stay at home. So, you know, the thing that will happen is that this is going to create some pent-up demand. I heard on a conference call yesterday that Ace's paint sales over the last week have gone up exponentially. And the reason being is that people are sitting home looking at the walls and say, man, I got to do something about this. And so the beauty of it will be is that when we come out of this, there will be some pent up demand. So I think our showroom needs to be updated. You know, if you got displays that need to be built, unbuilt, thrown away, it's a perfect time to do that. Utilize your staff. You got, you know, if you don't have a ton of interruptions, and you've got them in the store, you might as well use their skill set. You know, review your displays. If something's a dog, you know, take it to the pound, get rid of it. you know, whatever you know, just I think it's positive to activity is positive, and so, you know, there's just a number of facets that you can work on, and that would be, like I say, come back to unsold estimates, come back, you know, and people don't buy for any variety of reasons. I went out, actually had two people that on Tuesday that I went out to their places that or had meetings with them that they were delayed from last August, last summer. And because of the slowdown, it gave them opportunity to review this stuff. So, you know, in any given business environment, there are always people in the market. Always. And we just have to ferret that out.
what has the reception been like reaching out to those those open estimates, or have you done that yet?
Well, we haven't done that. These people actually reached out to me. Things, kind of slowed down. They had a chance to breathe and said, ooh, this needs to get done. And so I think that the reception, I think the opportunity is there. But I'm just saying, if you have people sitting, idle hands are the devil's handiwork. Well, put them to good. And I think, the worst that can come out of it is that you can close some files if they, the worst they can tell you, I think, is you'd be, a professional pain in the keister. And
yeah.
And at least you know to close the file if it's not a viable file. And so we haven't done a bunch of that. We're just starting to see that tail off right now. But keep your staff busy, I guess, is the main thing. Either that, or they sit and talk, and, usually that turns a little sour, so I like to avoid that.
Another thing is handwritten thank you cards.
Absolutely.
Even if it's
stuff,
a purchase
all that kind
from
of thing.
6 months ago, hey, we're just thinking about you, appreciate your business,
firing off
some of those.
Anything positive. That's positive activity.
Exactly. You made a really good point, and that is the reason people don't buy, a lot of the time, it is not because you lost them to Home Depot. Life happened. They had an emergency, this or that. Staying in front
exactly.
of them. Yeah. We've all had it happen. How many of you had people come back even a year later? Oh, we're finally ready now. And you're going to increase the likelihood that they come back to you instead of someone else if you stay in front of them. You're sending them the neighborhood advisor and all that. And also, call them up. Call those open estimates.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, speaking of customers, I just had one come in.
say that again.
Speaking of customers, I just had one drive 90 miles to come see us.
Wow.
I just walked in the door.
Excellent. Do you got to go?
No, I can hang tight for a few.
Okay. So real quick, we've got just a few minutes left. Is there anything that anybody, is there a question or something you want to put out to the group or just a word of encouragement or an idea you want to shoot out in the last few minutes here? We'll open it up to anybody. Going once, going twice. Okay, guys, I really appreciate you all taking the time out. Your participation today has been great. We've heard some good ideas. Hopefully this has been encouraging to you. I guess I'll just conclude by saying, reiterating what has been said several times on this call, we are going to get through this. Hang in there. There's a lot of positive things you can be doing right now, and we're going to cover even more of those at the top of the hour in the webinar. All right, guys, we will see you in about 30 minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye now.
Thanks, Jim.